All right, how are ya? Welcome to Your Life Could Be Worse, the place you can go to make yourself feel better about your life. Welcome to episode 9. I asked the judge for a restraining order against my ex's boyfriend for repeatedly threatening my life. Hey everybody, how are ya? Welcome back to Your Life Could Be Worse. We are here raw and live. So last episode, we talked a little bit about staying with a friend in another state, and I didn't want to scare my friend and tell him, shit, my ex's boyfriend found me up here because he had a family and stuff. So I just kind of left. I went to another hotel. I told him this was the last day I was going to be staying up his way. And so I go to that hotel. I stay overnight. I go to the office. I come out of the office with a cup of coffee, you know, the complimentary, of course. We've all had that yucky coffee to get us going, but I had to do it. Anyways, go out to my car, and there is my ex's boyfriend parked behind my car in the car that I bought her. I couldn't believe it. So I put my coffee down. I'm getting ready for a fight. The kid just rolls down the window and did as usual, wave the gun at me and tell me that I'm dead. And then he drove off. And I even yelled to him, "You fucking pussy, why are you driving away? Come back." Because it was literally right out in front of the office of the hotel. I didn't think that he was that ballsy anyway. I mean, he's fucking driving away like a puss bag. Anyway, I beat this kid up a couple of times already in my life. So he knew that a fist fight's only going to get him beat up. So that's why this kid carries a gun. And it's weird that people that carry guns, they always seem to have a chip on their shoulder because they know they're pussies without it. Anyway, this fucking kid, he was pissing me off. So I go into the hotel. I tell the guy, look, I need to call the cops. The guy's like, you can call the cops if you have a cell phone. And I said, I have a cell phone. So I called the cops. He didn't want to get involved. I told him what happened. So the cops get there. And it's in another state from where I usually live. So he tells me I should go to the courthouse in my hometown and take a restraining order out against this kid, which it made a lot of sense to me. I didn't even think about this. I was just running for my life and shit because nobody would help me, even the police. So I go to the courthouse that day, literally. I went right away from the hotel to the courthouse because I've had it. I'm like, this kid's gonna do something stupid. He's just on me all the time, like flies on shit, and now he's GPSing me into other states. So I tell the judge all of this. I'm like, this guy is threatening my life. He's made bomb threats. The police won't help me. I need some kind of protection. I've gone into another state, and he even chased me into another state with GPS. My ex has access to all of my accounts, and this guy's just doing everything that he can to go after me and come at me. So the judge, she understands, obviously, gives me the restraining order and says, you have to come back in 10 days to extend the restraining order and he'll be here. He has the right to be here. So I was like, yeah, no problem. So I go from there to the same town where I recently bought a house. A friend asked me to stay there. I found a job in California, so I told him I'm only going to be here for a couple of days. I wanted to say bye. I'm going to drive out to California, and they want me to train in Colorado, so I don't know where I'm living yet. So it was pretty interesting. You know, I was leaving the state, and I knew over in Colorado, that motherfucker is not going to come from Boston to Colorado for me, because it's just, I couldn't see it. But anyways, I had fun for that last week, and I was gonna go to Colorado right after I went back to court and took out a restraining order for this kid, or extend the restraining order, and then I was just gonna go to Colorado, but that didn't happen because this kid in that 10 days must have hunted me down a few more times. Heard through the grapevine, almost everybody I saw, oh, that kid said he's gonna kill you. You you shouldn't take any shit. You got a restraining order out on him, and he's really mad. Of course I had a restraining order out on the kid. The kid's fucking threatening my life, and he's hanging around with my daughter. Like, that's my daughter. My daughter should not be around garbage like this. What does it matter with people? My mother lives there, and she don't fucking see it. But anyways, it really gets me upset, that whole fucking thing. So this kid tells me that there ain't no restraining order that's going to keep him away from me, and I'm fucking dead. So, yeah, I got really scared, and I went to Colorado. Shit, I had to. I mean, he basically chased me into another fucking state. But, so I drive out to Colorado. Everything's fine, you know, my accounts are still getting hacked, but it's like a couple of times a week, you know, it's dealable. Hacked meaning my ex is going in there, because it was definitely an inside job the whole way. They would go into my accounts and, you know, go into my email, and obviously whatever emails went in there, they would just reply to, get the password, reset it, and then lock me out of that account. So I couldn't get into the email even to know that this was happening. Sometimes I would have to call the company and tell them, hey, my ex is messing around, can you reset the password? And I'd even have second authentication, but this chick did something with my phones where she could log into my Google accounts, and you know, it just didn't matter that I was logged in too. I don't know how she did that to this day. I am a computer technician. I'm a developer. And I still to this day don't know how she did it. Whether it was a hacking program or she was just in those accounts and, you know, it never locked her out every time I told it to sign out of other devices. Anyways, long story short, my accounts are getting hacked every now and then while I'm down there as well. I get my job. Everybody loves me. I'm the smart kid from Boston. I'm coding the shit out of everything. All the problems that they had, I'm solving them one by one. And it was great. It was my dream job. And I was away from all the hell that I knew. And it was a really nice vacation. And I was having a good time. But so I'm there for about a month. And I go into work and my boss says, why are you here? And I'm like, what do you mean? It was like a Tuesday or Wednesday morning. I'm like, I'm coming to work. And she's like, no, you're not. You don't work here anymore. I'm like, why? What happened? You know that email that you sent me last night? I was like, what address did it come from? She wouldn't tell me the address that it came from because she didn't believe me, because I know what happened. My email that was attached to my name that my ex had, I was using off and on for work, and I shouldn't have been. I knew it was compromised. It was my own fault. And she sent an email to my boss that to this day, I don't know what said, but it was bad enough that I had to get escorted out by security. And this was Oracle. This was a big company, and this was my dream job. And I hate my ex for doing this to me. At the time, I didn't understand what was happening, but I put it all together when I was in jail, and you'll hear all about that. She framed the shit out of me, and this was the beginning of the framing. And we're about 8 minutes in, so I guess I can fit this in there. So I call the police, and back home. And I tell them what's happening. My ex is hacking all of my accounts. I need some help here. She's resetting all my passwords. So they tell me, stop using that email. And I did. I tried to transfer whatever I could, but I was trapped because then it sends an email back to that email that I didn't have access to saying, hey, if you didn't make this change, click this link. And that's probably what she was doing because nothing was holding. You know, it would work for a little while and then it would go back. So she hacked my accounts more. So I ended up calling the Colorado police because the police back home told me that they couldn't help me and that they needed to talk to a police department instead of take evidence from me. So that was the thing. I had to give the evidence to the Colorado police and they had to contact home police saying, hey, he really is getting hacked. You know, something really bad is going on. So all this hacking's going on. I call the Colorado police like 3 or 4 times when I'm there. And all about the same thing. I'm showing them my phone, how all my accounts... I had thousands of password resets that come in daily of all of my accounts. And it just got monotonous. So anyways, we're 10 minutes in. Tomorrow you're going to hear about how all that hacking turned into a framing me for attempted murder. And I didn't do any of it. It's really messed up, and I hope that you come back tomorrow and listen. I'm going to put up a couple of podcasts a week until this podcast picks up, and then I'm going to do it every day because people need to get by and feel safe when they are abused in life. Sexual abuse, physical and mental abuse, it's all real, and people shouldn't dwell on it. You need to grow and get by that and be strong from it. And that's what I want everybody to get out of this. Yeah, my life sucked for a long time, but it's amazing right now. I am so thankful, and it's because of a successful mind, and not wealthy, I mean healthy. You need a successful mind to get by all these fucked up things that happen to us in life, because everybody has fucked up things that happen to you. So, all right, everybody, stay safe and enjoy your day. Just think, your life could be worse. Take care, everyone. Have a great day. Bye-bye now.